America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. It is a great joy to begin another week here, and I hope that you get some joy and some help from this program that God told us to put on the air about revival. You know, friend, we need a great moving of God, really, in our churches, and that's where America would have revival if our churches would get stirred. You know, I was reading something the other day about the Ten Commandments, and part of the Ten Commandments are God's relationship to God, man's relationship to God, and then part of the Ten Commandments are man's relationship to man. Now, over the years, our politicians have majored on the fact of man's relationship to man. You know, be good to your fellow man and all that. But what we have left it out is man's relationship to God. And it does matter where you are with the Lord, and we need revival. Father, will you revive us and help the portion of the message today? In Jesus' name, amen. I'm preaching on the subject, what is revival? I've had to do it more times than one. I've had to go to people and say, "Look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry." I've had to say, and by the way, you say, "I would never do that." You won't live in the joy of the presence of the Lord. You won't live with the Holy Ghost flowing in your soul. You won't have revival. This word live. Let me share another one with you. I wrote this down. Oh, that God would live in our churches. Now, I grew up in church when the Spirit of God was present. By the way, I like old time singing. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. I love that, don't you? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Power, 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 wonder-working power. What? In the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I love those songs, don't you? I grew up with amens in the church. I grew up with shouting in the church, and there's nothing wrong with that. And if you rule God out and call it all emotionalism, then you're missing a blessing. Now, I would say on the other side of that, if you got it all worked up, you're missing God too. But I know what it is to be under the spout where the glory comes out. And oh, that God would revive our church. Oh, that God would live in our churches again. I don't want to be ugly. I don't want to be critical. What you do in your church is your business. But fellas, we've got so much programs and so much ministry, and we're busy, busy, busy. But we have not taken time to get with the Savior. I had a man. This man, many of you knew this man. He was a Bible scholar. A Bible student, but a Bible scholar. This man told me one time how he prepared for a message, and it blew my mind. He'd read a chapter of the Bible, write down all the names in that chapter, all the places, and he went on and on and on and on, telling me how he prepared for a message. A great man of God, one of the greatest preachers of our day, probably kind of flew under the radar. Nobody knew him like they should have known him. About 6 weeks before the man died, he didn't know he was going to die. I think he knew it was coming soon, but he didn't know when. He stood in my yard on a cold January day, and he said this to me. I'm talking about a man who had so many books that his floor caved in, and the books fell into the basement because he had so many books on his bookshelves. God's books.
We
have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.